Higher Balance presents Time Stepping, Part 1 of 2.
How many people here believe it will be possible someday in the future to travel in time?
I believe it's possible right now.
Yeah.
But as far as like technological means of doing it, it's just a matter of time.
Like available, or maybe
kind
to
of
certain
like
individuals, or a variety of people. I mean, it certainly would have to be something that would be controlled. I mean, if everybody could do it, the chances of something like that happening would be death certain. Oh, sure. You could totally destroy the existence of all of us. I mean, just by intervening or meeting somebody that that should have been somebody else's father or somebody else's mother, or because you met them, they didn't walk across the street to happen to bump into another person that they were going to bump into to have and make a relationship with the President of the United States 3 generations down the line. I mean, it could be that simple, that fragile. So, of course, it would have to be extremely controlled. And only the select few people would actually be even allowed to do it.
How would you know how to control something like that? Though? Just have to walk around, not be able to bump into anybody, just, you know,
well, you of course will likely have to have an understanding of history and know where you shouldn't be and where you could be. Number two, you would have to be anonymous.
Right.
You'd have to be so anonymous that nobody knew who you were, what you were doing, or anything. You'd have to take on a typical concept of, what you were doing. You'd have to take on a job, you'd have to take on a whole persona of life without anybody ever knowing for one iota of a second that you could have possibly been in the future. There's an interesting movie I once seen, and I forget the name of it, but it was these people who came from the future, and they started a tour guide thing, and they would have people come from the future into the past and witness a variety of different things, like when a meteorite hit a city and it killed the whole city. They would come and like rent this like house that was above the city so they got a view of the whole effect. They would do different things in history and stuff. I thought it was a very interesting, fascinating kind of concept. But the real question I guess I'm really going at is let's say you guys study with me for a long time. Let's say that you become spiritually evolved. Let's say that you become so evolved that maybe you can affect time and space. Let's say that someday, in the far future, 40 years from now, think about how old you are. 40 years from now, you're so developed and you are within a group of people who have this kind of technology that mutually respect you because of who and what you are, and vice versa, that they give you an opportunity to go back in time to look at something or observe something or to maybe even say to yourself, have faith, keep going, doing the right thing, you've made the right decision. The next question is, when and now? Because if the future is going on, the future is already happening. You're already there. This is already past. When would you decide would be the right time, the right place to come back in time to say something to yourself? When do you think that you would be mature enough to appreciate yourself coming back? You can imagine that. You'd be obviously more intelligent, more rounded, wisdom, age. How would you look at yourself right now? Would you say that you are worthy of even giving a recognition to her? Would you wait for next year, or the following year, or 10 years from now? Or just say, I never want to do that because I couldn't begin to appreciate that kind of knowledge right now, at that point in my life at that point?
I would have to say, at the earlier, like I think I'm ready now, because at the earlier, then that would be like the better motivation. Like it's got, you know what I'm saying, to have the more time to better myself to get to that point. And something as profound as seeing myself as an old man come back to talk to me, I think, at least where I'm at, I can appreciate that.
So you think you'd be ready now? You think that in your age or your older wisdom that you would say 1997, month of July, dated the 28th of July, I'm going to make my presence while I walk down out to my car by myself to go get something out of the truck to show Eric. I'm going to appear and have a little conversation with myself.
Very much so, actually. Because I think time is at the
end. Why not 6 months from now? Why wouldn't you already have done it for yourself already 6 months ago?
Well, I don't know. I'm not controlling that right now, am I?
The idea is to conceive what you will be and how you will make those decisions. That's what I'm pointing out. Oh, I thought you moved your hand. Anybody have any input on that?
Just exactly what you said, is what I was thinking, is that I would have to like be at that kind of level of wisdom to know exactly what would be the best place and the best time, to know what would be the best move as to how it would affect me the greatest.
But we don't know that.
If you got to the point where you could go back and talk to yourself, wouldn't that change the fact that it would change your life, and then you wouldn't maybe get to the point where you could go back because it would work?
Absolutely. That could be a major factor. Your presence might be the catalyst that totally destroys whatever future you have. And then it would remove the fact of the drive or the will to reach enlightenment or some pivotal peak of enrichment, figuring, well, what the hell, I know I'm going to make it anyway. And by that simple factor of thought prevents you from actually ever achieving it. You must think of the massive amount of considerations that for you to say so quickly, yeah, shows that you would never choose now as the moment. If you had the wisdom and knowledge of what we're really discussing right now, you could never tell another soul that you met yourself, because if you did, A, you could either be insane, or B, you would simply affect the decisions and thoughts of people that haven't come to any conclusions. They would now have new thoughts and new conclusions, all proposed on the certain fact that you can travel through time, you came back and you said, this is what happened. So I don't think that if I was in the future and I said, gee, if I wanted to really make an impact on my students, where and when would I want to re-show up in the future to present myself to them? And how would I do that? So put in a little bit of thought, a few seconds, and coming to the conclusion, wouldn't it be wiser to travel through time with an inconspicuous friend or partner? It could even be your wife in the future, which nobody has met yet, or a husband who lives in some other country that you're only going to meet 20 years from now. And have that person at the most troubling point of your life intervene for 1 second and say, as a stranger to you out of the clear blue, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be just fine. Trust me. And of course, you would be standing off in some distant part of the street behind a car or a van or in a parking lot, observing the conversation from a distance. Only then, as you're watching, the memory is created in your own mind at that moment. Experience to your husband in the future coming over to say hello to you, although you didn't know him yet. Does everybody catch that?
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, deja vu. So, which is a very good point. Is it deja vu, or is it you intervening on your own history, your own time, your own moment, right here, right now? You believe it to be deja vu because everything logical would say it was deja vu. But yet, it was you manipulating yourself from the future.
But it also depends on what angle you look at it from.
Yes, angles are very important. Remember, we also live in a universe where there is truly no right and no wrong. Everything is argumentative, everything is incomplete, and everything can be taken from a completely different perspective. So yes, we have to look at it from different angles. We have to look at it so meticulously, it will prove right here, right now, if you really even want it. This very conversation is pivotal to your history, the next 50 years or so. This very moment, this very discussion that you may reflect on 50 years from now and decide that is when it would have been the best time to have done this. That day, that hour, that week, that month. Now, let me propose something even more interesting. let's say that physically traveling through time would be a little bit too advanced for us. But we did discover with ample thought through psychic means, per se, of mentalism, that we could project knowledge from the future into the past, that we receive this knowledge, although we don't know where it's from. And all of a sudden, we seem to comprehend and understand things much faster, much more easily, through an unknown source.
So, what deja vu is?
Can't you be using yourself in your dreams at that point?
Yes. Dreams, deja vu, or something else. Everybody has what is considered an inner thought. An inner thought is kind of like your alter ego in your mind. Have you ever had a conversation with yourself where you pretend that the other self is somebody more knowledgeable than you, like a father figure or a spiritual figure or a wise figure? And nobody really actually admits to this. But there's like this other part of you that almost counsels you like a second person that you create within your own mind.
I think for me that's more like my soul telling my rational mind.
Okay, that's fine. But it is still a secondary stage of mind. Now we know through psychology you can have over 100 forms of personalities in your mind. Do you know that? You are literally a multi-faceted person. You really are what is would be diagnosed as a multi-personality person.
So what else can say?
And more or less, but we are socially acceptable because we are the men. But you, there's times you feel foolish, there's times you feel like a super being, there's times you feel artistic, there's times you feel like a crap, there's times... Why aren't you just one of those? Why do you consistently fluctuate through different characters over time? They're still all rooted to the core of you, but there's a variety of conscious thinking going on. But what if one of those inner consciousnesses was you from the future? Was you broadcasting thought from the future to help you cope with your life? To be there for the one time that you knew that there was nobody else really there for you. And so you sent yourself from the future to the past. To be there for yourself. Interesting?
Very.